You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Thanks for tuning in to part two of our sit down with Janice Dickinson and Alan Evans and Joey Santos. If you haven't heard part one, check it out. It's going to make a lot more sense if you listen to that first. We talk about the Kardashians. What does Janice think about supermodels like Gigi Hadid and Kendall Jenner? Are they, you know, are they the same as her, the world's first supermodel? We talk about Janice's beginnings, America's Next Top Model, the Janice Dickinson Modeling Agency. Guys, we cover it all. We have an icon amongst us. And now stay tuned for part two of our sit down with Janice Dickinson, Joey Santos, and Alan Evans. They have a great new podcast, guys. Two guys from Hollywood. They are amazing. You should listen. Stay tuned now. Here we go. Listen, well, speaking of some other maybe sober moments, which no judgment, no shade. Let's talk about America's Next Top Model. Like for all the Gen Zs out there that don't, you know, that think that this is where Janice Dickinson comes from, maybe now they'll hear that, you know, you have a whole life and career way before this. But talk to me about America's Next Top Model. How is that?
It was working on Tyra's show, sitting on that panel for incredibly long hours for them to get their acts together. Don't forget, I was the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth season on that show. And it was wonderful in the aspects where they flew us to marvelous places all over the world, you know, South Africa, Tokyo, Italy, France. We went a lot of places, but sitting next to Tyra for hours and hours can be daunting because she didn't really like me and we didn't really get along and she never did Vogue. I did Vogue. She did Elle. I used to constantly remind her of that. You know, I didn't really treat her like a producer. She kept saying, but I'm the producer of this show. And it was like, oh yeah, right. Whatever. You know, so had I realized that the pick of each show was the choice of CoverGirl, which handed out the winners' certificates and the winners' $100,000 and the chance to have a CoverGirl contract campaign for a year, was chosen by CoverGirl and not the judges. So when I found that out, I was like kind of reticent to even speak up anymore because they weren't taking my valuable words of wisdom and applying it to who should win or who should lose.
Right.
You called it off your show.
It's a showtime. Yeah. It's a show.
When did you find that out? Like how long? Like what season?
Last season, duh. It took me that long to find out.
And then it was just like, wow, I should have just shown up and collected my paycheck. And
well, then the paycheck stayed the same. You know, each season, any actor in the right mind, and I'm with Screen Actors Guild, would get a bump. in their salary, like, you know, a third. I didn't get any bumps. You know, the only bumps I was doing was in the gay bars at the nightclubs.
Afterwards.
For sure.
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, it's well known. Listen, we had, I don't know if you remember any of the models. We had Lisa D'Amato on this show. She's had a lot. We just had her. She's had some things to say about Tyra, Eugenia Washington. You know, so what, and listen, also Jay Manuel, his book, The Wig, The Bitch, The Meltdown. We had him on here.
Jay Manuel. There's a real winner. See, Jay Manuel was right up Tyra's butt crack. So, you know, if you want to get in with Tyra, you compliment her 24/7, and, you know, you just know how have to be able to put up with that type of woman who only likes gay men. She did not like me. She didn't like other women. She only liked gay men, which you can't blame her for, really.
But they made her look great.
Yes, it made me look great.
So you feel Jay just kissed her ass the whole time?
Yes, they all did, because I'm the producer.
Except you, but like my whole thing is like, I mean, what did Tyra think she was gonna get with you? Like, I could have told her you're gonna speak your mind.
Well, she should have expected it, but once the expectant came out, you know, you couldn't suppress my cough. I was just
expectorant.
I was just really hacking my way through. And you know, a lot of times there were other judges, I can't remember their names, but they were fun to judge next to. And but sitting, it would be like doing this show from like 7 a.m. to about 1 or 2 o'clock at night. It becomes really tiring to be fresh and on point. People's programs like RuPaul. I did a stint on RuPaul. That was fabulous. They treated us with respect, not giving us hamburgers or McDonald's Whoppers for Christmas presents, like Tyra would dole out to the crew. McDonald's Whoppers as Christmas presents.
That's it?
Yeah.
How
hard I was working. I should have had a gold Rolex or something.
You don't even eat?
No. Back to the waistline.
What about, like, what's the worst thing, like, Tyra did to you? Or to someone else that you saw?
Like, that she was really rude to some of the models. She was trying to be like me, but it was backfiring, and she came out really toxic. You know, why the models and the kids on my show, what they appreciated about me was I was the hard teacher, saying, listen, it's not right. One time in front of a model, I took my skirt out because she was a little pudgy. I said, here, if you can fit into this skirt, I'll stop my complaining. She actually did fit into it. She was just pudgy, tiny pudgy. And I said, you need to tighten that ass up and you need to start doing sit-ups and you need to start running to be able to get your body in tightened shape like I did with the guys. I took them to the gym all the time and they were always working out. Guys are much better listeners if you want a fantastic body than women. Much, much, much.
It's like that's the industry, right?
It's guys, period.
So all these years later, you know, because like you've said things about Tyra, like, do you regret anything? Like, have you softened your...
Anything. I never received a thank you note from leaving her show. And she never kept in contact with me or never said anything nice about me. So why should I say anything nice about her? You know, I'm really not the type of person to take the high road when I've been like burnt.
I don't blame you.
I apologize to her in the past, though.
Because
I was incredibly crude to her at a certain point.
What about the fact, like, look, she got Dancing with the Stars. Like, how does she keep? Because, I mean, you know, the reputation is bad.
Home Alone. I don't know. I haven't watched her on it, but I can't imagine it's done any boost for their ratings. I can't imagine.
I didn't watch it, but rumor was, yeah, there were some issues.
Like, no one likes her on the show.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Well, I mean, that's your opinion. Yeah, that's okay. I just don't, like, isn't it shocking, like, how she keeps getting these high-profile jobs? And that's a pretty good kid.
I think, you know, I would be getting them, too, if it weren't for the color of my skin. You know, they like diversity on television these days. And, you know, now that we have a fantastic African-American Asian vice president, you know, there's going to be a lot more diversity coming in. Look out for the change.
Well, Dancing with the Stars needed that. It was white judges, white, the girl that she, who's played was white, everybody Aaron. Was white. Yeah. And Erin, you know, was had her thing. She was a little dull.
Little.
And I think for Tyra, you know, at least, you know, they do, they what put these the incredible gowns and things on her that make, you know, so at least when she comes out, you're wow, like, look at this thing.
Yeah, if you can get enough fabric to, you know, sew around her.
Well, Tom Bergeron did well, that's who you're thinking. And he was good.
Yeah, I don't know why they got rid of him, because they had both of them and replaced her, you know.
It would have been like Tim Gunn and Heidi Klum, you know, a nice offset.
But you think Tyra got the job in part just because of diversity?
Yes.
Well, I think they needed to change for their ratings. And also, those two, I don't know if you watched the show, but those two got a little comfortable in their place. You know, Tom would always have something to say, and so would, what's her name? The other one. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Kara.
They got a little too sort of friendly, Kara, and they would say things, and you were like, you know, weren't looking for your opinion.
10, 10, 10, 10, 6.
Well, Janice is saying it's in part because of diversity initiatives.
You have to have personality to be on television. I mean, most of the models that have been on TV, or let's say like Heidi Klum, myself, Sharon Stone went on to become a movie star. Annie McDowell went on to become a movie star from being a model. There have been several models that have gone on.
Renee Russo.
Different jobs. Renee Russo, who's fabulous, mm-hmm. friend of mine, have gone on to do other jobs in front of the camera because they're able to speak. Is Kylie Jenner a good speaker in front of the camera? I don't know. Is Gigi Hadid a good speaker in front of the camera? I don't think so.
Do you watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Sometimes, just to laugh and giggle. But it's like I figured out after a few series episodes how many episodes do I want to watch Kim Kardashian eat?
Or look at her phone. I mean, that's all they do is look at their phone.
Eating in every scene.
They love their salads. They do. It's always a salad. It's always like.
Whatever happened to poor Rob Kardashian?
Well, I don't think he was eating salads.
Rob Kardashian.
He may not have been eating salads. Well, what about, you know, because when I think of Janice Dickinson, I also think not just of modeling, but, you know, everything like, you know, you have done like makeup and glamour. What about things like, you know, the Kardashians have this huge place now in like the beauty industry. Like, what do you think of like Kylie's lip kits?
Good for them on that. You know, bad for them for sticking those fake asses in, because I think their bodies look just really grotesque. With, you know, and now I think the next person in line for a fake butt is Britney Spears. She wants to get one put in.
Well, didn't Madonna do it?
Yeah. A white girl should not have a fake butt. Iggy Azalea, they kind of slip.
The Kardashians, they have their butts, yeah. But so, yeah, so, I mean, like, look, I mean, Kylie lip kits, it's like a $1 billion business, KKW Beauty.
But I think Kim is doing those shapewear that's apparently.
Yeah, but they took what they had and turned it into a business.
The business acumen is brilliant.
Look what Jeezy did with the clothing line and the footwear. Jeezy hired Anna Wintour, gave her $1 million to initially get him on his feet as far as colors and style wise.
And it worked.
It sure did.
It worked.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
You know, for me living in New York City, space is everything. But the thing is, even if you have a big house, don't you want to take up as little space as possible? I have to tell you guys about Digs. They came up with a collapsible dog crate that is so easy to use and transport and store. I don't know what else you would want to use for your, you know, dog. The Revolve was designed with safety first, of course. Like, that's the most important thing. Diggs looked to the baby industry for quality standards. And so this way, when the Revolve is like opened and closed, it's a single piece frame and it helps prevent injury to jaws and paws of your dog. It's convenient. It takes less than a minute to set up. And you really just need one hand. You open it and you close it. And if you're going to be doing any traveling this summer, their passenger travel carrier, your dog gets to travel in 5 stars. And of course, it's crash test rated. So there's nothing to worry about. It is completely safe for your furry little friend. Make home comfortable for your pet and go to Diggs.pet/velvet and get 15% off site wide. That's Diggs.pet/velvet to get 15% off site wide. You guys know that I'm out here living my best life this summer in the Hamptons. And look, I mean, part of that was like, I kind of doubled down on my therapy with Talkspace. Like, I need a clear head. I'm going to have a good summer. And look, I mean, a lot of thoughts and emotions and life situations, you know, they get in my way. I'm sure they get in everyone's way and they stack up. And, you know, there's no shame in today's day and age. And, you know, saying, hey, I need to talk to someone. And I personally don't want to talk to my friends. I don't want a bunch of yes people that are just going to, you know, yes me to death. I really find that Talkspace and talking to a licensed trained therapist, someone that has an outside perspective, has really helped me. And I love, you know, that I am out here in the Hamptons. You don't need to go to someone's office. This can all be done over the phone, Zoom. It's a great way to get high level therapy and the help you need at like a fraction of the cost. So listen, if your thoughts and emotions are piling up, listen, it's the summer, guys. You need to have a happy summer. You can match with one of their dedicated therapists today at Talkspace.com and you use promo code VELVET during signup to get $100 off your first month. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com with promo code VELVET. What about, you know, because like we said, you know, you're not one to hold back on words and, you know, you've told it like it is. They called you the Simon Cowell of America's Next Top Model and you were, you spoke your mind. What about this whole cancel culture that we're now in?
Well, for example,
like, people get upset about every little thing, you know, like, let's go back to like Janice Dickinson Modeling Agency, like Drop Trow, this, you know, some of the other things on America's Next Top Model and Janice Dickinson, you know, saying things, and I'm not criticizing you because I have my own views on cancel culture, but just, you know, saying things like, you know, plus size models and, you know, you were outspoken about like,
oh my goodness, my son had literally put his hand over my mouth to shut me up. I wanted Kate Moss. I wanted a silhouette.
Well, the show is in search of the next Kate Moss.
Couture models are not plus size. I love plus size models, don't get me wrong, but for my tip, for what I was going for with the look of my agency, had I known the head of the network was a plus size, I would have had a seventh season. Oops.
It's okay. Oxygen has moved on from the days of, you know, you and Tori and Dean. It used to be a great network for reality TV.
Yeah.
Those days I think are over.
Yeah, they didn't own my show. That's why I was let go.
Freelance.
Yeah. Fremantle and Oxygen, they both had 50-50. So when Tori and Dean and In Love came along, they owned that show. So they were able to make more money and keep the proceeds.
Good for Tori. I think, you know, she's...
Good for Tori. I think she's doing another one now on... Tori and Dean.
They're still together?
Can you imagine?
Wow.
They are.
Can you imagine growing up in a Spelling home where that they had that phenomenal house at Holmby Hills where it was like they had sometimes 30 servants to take care of a
60,000 square feet, that house. But did she live in that house? Or was she already out of the house
by then? House.
No, she lived there.
She did.
She did as a young teenager. And then she got her own apartment from daddy.
The original house was when she was a little girl, when she was a baby and then on.
Did you know
her? Was Sharon Cross, yeah. I also have a client, the Ecclestones, who bought that house from Kennedy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I spent a lot of time in that house.
They've sold that already, Eccleston.
Yeah, they sold it. They sold it.
Jeez.
Yes. But like her and Randy, because I've met Tori and we've had Randy on our show. Like they've turned out completely different. They have taken her brother, Randy. Wait.
Yeah, he's a motivational speaker now, I believe.
Was he very motivational on your show?
Believe it or not, I love talking about like fame and how it's a drug. So he was willing to talk about all of that. So it was kind of interesting, believe it or not.
Is that famous?
No. But just how, like, you know, you say Randy Spelling, you say the last name Spelling, and now people assume one thing, whether it's true or not.
Right.
I like conversations like that. Mm-hmm. He's actually a nice guy, Tori.
But I mean, if you had to pick his face out of a lineup, your average person wouldn't know who he is.
That is very true. And let's face it, everyone would probably know to pick out Tori Spelling.
Oh, yeah.
What about, because another show that you were on, which was great, how was Botched with Doctors Terry and
Paul? My God, talk about botching. I had to get my breasts redone about four times after the show. They botched my boobs were like not as botched as like when he did them. Big deal, I was asking for Dilaudid on the show. I was in agony, you know? It was an agony. I needed my Dilaudid. So what? I smoked a cigarette while I was still recuperating. He went crazy. Have you been smoking? I'm like, have you done a good job botching my breasts or repairing the botch? Oh, big deal, Joey.
You can't smoke. It's a horrible thing. I mean, to go for plastic surgery and smoke, I think it has some adverse effects as well.
What about, so did you tell Terry to his face that he botched your boobs?
Yes. He kept telling me I knotted the tube when I pulled the tubes out of my body when I wanted to go outside in the rainstorm and have a cigarette. He was like, he went crazy. They didn't watch me enough. Had they kept an eye on me, then I maybe wouldn't have gone outside. But, you know, they're very lackadaisical with the people on their show. You have to keep an eye on people when they just come out of anesthesia. Otherwise, you know, one woman jumped off a roof in Beverly Hills. You just have to keep your eye on the patient.
So you got your boobs done since then? Like, you've had to go get them fixed?
Yes, maybe five times afterwards.
Oh, wow. I don't think I knew that.
Ruffles have ridges. They have ruffles.
You're not going to be going back to Dr. Terry Dubrow anytime soon.
That'd be a hard no.
What about, because this is what I also love about you. You're very open about all the surgeries you've had, which nothing wrong with that. What do you think about this whole thing? Like, did you see, I mean, that J-Lo says that it's all olive oil.
Surgery is a must. Surgery is like olive oil to a salad. You cannot expect this face to have been on television this long, you know, under my plastic surgeries and my hair dye and my nails and my teeth. You know, I wrote a book, Everything About Me is Fake and I'm Perfect. I mean, you see a little old lady sitting here between Alan and Joey. You know, I'm going to keep it up until the day I drop. And if there's going to be one gray hair before I get into that casket, my hairdresser's going to be dying it.
Death becomes her.
I say that all the time. I will go to my grave with, I'll do whatever I have to the last minute. I see.
People can take care of themselves. They groom. You know, I looked at my husband the other day. He looked like the Loch Ness Monster. You know, he had hair growing out of his ears and like he had this kind of Jufro, you know, that was like off kilter, and he missed places on his face where he was shaving. I'm telling you, this COVID thing really makes like a guy like my husband not really want to take care of himself.
It is harder in COVID. Like, haven't you had moments of being hard? I mean, I felt like it's been harder.
My body's changed. My body, I used to go to a really hardcore ballet bar workout class, you know, daily. You know, and just sit there and do those ballerina exercises, which had my body much angular and tight. And my posture was amazing. I stood up straight and it was amazing. You know, these days I'm slumping around. I walk and I do my echelon bike, but that's about it.
I agree. I feel like my body's changed. And
I have no motivation to do my hand weights at all anymore. Do you?
I have chocolates. You just have days where you're like, why bother? Because it's going to be months and months and months before I truly see a huge group of people.
I mean, I didn't go to the beach last summer at all. No one saw me in a bathing suit. Not that it's the greatest thing to look at anyway, but.
But I agree. I feel like there's nothing wrong with the surgery. So, like, what do you say to someone like J-Lo who swears she's had nothing? No Botox?
Bulls to the shit. No, she absolutely. She, with that little face. I met her, though, in person, and she is flawless. She's pretty flawless, but the face doesn't stay that same without fillers and smoothers and exfoliation and you know, laser technique. They've got these kind of facelifts. They're not that invasive that Angelina Jolie gets underneath her neck with elastic bands, you know? So, I mean,
I need surgery.
One for my waddle instead of taping them up like Alan does. Tapes his neck. No, I'm kidding.
Well, that works too.
You and I can go together. You might be right about not having surgery because now you don't need surgery. I have an appointment next month.
And she's just lucky she has that great skin. So
take her a little longer. You've been doing Botox for a while.
Yeah, I have. I go to New York and do it. And you're proud of it. Yeah, of course.
Because it's
free. I mean, no, it's not.
It's not? She charges you?
He.
How much does he charge you?
Enough. But, you know, I have an appointment next month. You're going to come with me.
Don't be pointing at me.
Well, I gave you the appointment.
He looks fabulous. Leave him alone.
Where do you go in New York?
Dr. Schaefer on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan.
Huh. Why are you plugging him if he doesn't do it for free?
Well, maybe he will now that I just said it. Dr. David Schaefer on Fifth
Avenue. David Schaefer.
No, but J-Lo's not saying she didn't have surgery. She's saying she doesn't get Botox. Like, come on.
Bullshit. Okay, she gets
no filler, no Juvederm.
Nothing. She says nothing.
Possible.
She's great, beautiful skin. 50 years old. You know, there are no laugh lines. There's nothing in here. No, you know. Yeah, I mean, Puerto Rican women are beautiful. And
the skin is amazing.
Joey's mother was beautiful. Was she Puerto Rican or
no,
Cuban?
No, she was Spanish Cuban.
Yeah, well, the Cuban skin don't crack.
What about all of these, not the models, but just in general, the fact that nowadays anyone could, you know, they go on, there's all these influencers, they all think that they're the next thing. I mean, do we see the bottom of this? Like, I mean, I see it bottoming out, no? Like, everyone has a...
You mean like Black China?
Black China.
Well, anyone, like now that has like 400,000, 30,000 followers, everyone thinks they're a supermodel now and they're going to get a TV show. They all think this. And now and TikTok.
They do.
Well, they don't all get a TV show.
No, but I mean.
But they all think it.
Sorry.
No, yeah. It's true. It's a culture that we've developed through social media that anybody can be a star. And in a sense, it's okay. It's taken the barriers away, but not everybody's going to be a star. The problem
Andy Warhol said it many years ago, everybody will have their 15 minutes.
Well, I've had mine.
And now it's true.
You have had yours, but you have worked for yours.
Yeah, and prepared for it. And that's the difference.
You got to work out every day. You've got to just sweat bullets. You've got to watch what you eat. You've got to, if you see a waddle coming, stop the Haagen-Dazs ice cream. I'm talking to myself, if you see like a certain area on your body, you know, start doing those sit-ups or mandatory stretches every day. At least it's good for your posture. It's good for circulation. And if you don't have the money to have a private trainer, walk around the block, get a dog, walk around the block.
I agree. You got to cut it off right away. That's why I've gone on my health kick, even in COVID. Well, not in the beginning. In the beginning, it was like I ate like I was going to the electric chair. I'm like, I don't care if it's 9 a.m. This is New York City. Literally, I'm not kidding you. I ordered like Chinese food at like 9 a.m. And then like it was noon and I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I want pizza. I had a while.
Wow. Were you roly-poly?
Well, no, but...
I'm David, though.
I mean, I am thin, but then you get to a moment where you're like, thin or not, none of my pants fit. Like,
oh, that is the worst thing that can ever happen to a human being. That is the worst. You got to lay down to get the zipper up.
Yeah. And then it's like, okay, so maybe my pants were too tight to begin with. Like, I don't need to go, you know, I'm not like 19 years old.
And you send them to the dry cleaner, and they come back, and they're a little bit snug, but they're not that snug. It's like, what did I eat over the past 3 days?
I got to tell you guys about Radix Remedies. Listen, there is so much to choose from on the Radix site. You know, if it's on there, it's better than the rest. The best thing that I love on there is the THC gummies. I mean, they're pretty self-explanatory. It's a cannabis edible. It takes the mystery dosing out of it. You know, just what you're getting when you take a gummy. And listen, they really help reduce my anxiety and just chill me out. They help me concentrate to be able to bring you this podcast 5 freaking days a week. I have trouble sleeping. So I love their sleepy bears. They're delicious. And I mean, they actually work. They help me sleep. They're cannabis and melatonin infused. And let's face it, I mean, cannabis is a good time. And also, you can immediately reduce anxiety on the fly anywhere with their Delta 8 THC vapes, which don't clog and they work freaking awesome. So go to RadixRemedies.com, enter code Velvet. You get 15% off with promo code Velvet. That's right, 15% off. I mean, if that's not something that's going to help you reduce your anxiety, I don't know what will. RadixRemedies.com, 15% off with code Velvet. And enjoy. You guys know I'm out here in the Hamptons for the summer. And with that comes a major announcement. I have started running in the morning at the crack of dawn at 5:30. Now, after being cooped up in the city all winter, I didn't have the proper running shoes. So I asked a friend what he can recommend. And he said Allbirds. I figured, why not give them a try? Oh my God, listen, the Allbirds Tree Flyer, I cannot say enough great things about these shoes. They're lightweight, they're super springy, and they're so freaking comfortable. Listen, you know this is Housewives Ground Zero, so I gotta have the right shoes. You know, I might run into Ramona, I might run into Luann in the morning, and these shoes help make my long distance running every morning feel so effortless. And even the days when like I don't wanna do it, because who wants to run at 5:30 in the morning, these shoes make the run so easy. And they're not just lightweight and comfortable, they're actually really stylish. They come in black, yellow, orange. I like the brown. So listen, lace up the Tree Flyer and get running today at allbirds.com. That's allbirds.com. allbirds.com. Yeah. So I've lost almost, you know, basically what I put on, but it wasn't, you know, it's like your body changes and then you're like, how did this happen? Like, we're not talking 7 years. We're talking like, it was only like 2 months that I did this.
Yeah, but that those 2 months will take at least 8 months to repair.
Yeah.
Those 2 months. Beware, everybody out there listening. If you want to just stay fabulous and still remain in those jeans and not have like a mushroom hanging out over it, you've got to do some, you've got to do a series of Pilates exercises on the floor with elastics and balls and weights. You just have to do it. If I can get on that bike every day, so can you. That's not easy.
No. And buying the bigger size pants.
Stand for 15 minutes. Ride. I hate these exercise classes.
Oh, it's, with the spin
classes?
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Good for you.
Yeah, they are.
What about some of the other young models like Hailey Baldwin, like Kylie Gerber?
She is for me. I've known her ever since she was 10. She is flawless. Flawless. She's a supermodel. She's a diehard supermodel and she knows it. She never wears the same outfit twice. She's always spending that Bieber money on wardrobe, jewelry. You gotta watch every single time she's wearing new earrings and new diamonds. I love her.
Nothing wrong with the Bieber money.
No. He loves her.
Nothing wrong with the Biebs either. Now, he's cute.
He is cute, but they're cute together. They do Instagrams every single day, matching tie-dyed, you know, sweatsuits that cost $10 million each.
Kind of. Well, I don't even know if she's going to work. You know, I don't think she's been working much, I think. I mean, I know we're in COVID. Oh, really?
Believe me, I get all the magazines, the European magazines, and she's in them. She, the Hadids, and Kylie Jenner, not so much lately, but they have... Kai Gerber is a supermodel. Cindy Crawford's daughter is a true supermodel with that lithe little body, that whippet thinness, and she's got the attitude of like no one. She's like very nice, you know, and polite, and like she's fierce.
She looks like Cindy.
Mm-hmm. Cindy's flawless.
What about you guys? So let's talk about you too. Like, you started this great podcast.
Mutt and Jeff.
Yeah. Okay.
How did you start the podcast?
Yeah.
It was a fluke. Alan and I have been friends for 35 years. Huh. We've been pals forever. And then you tell it.
Well, basically, I went to see one of my clients who was getting one of the radio awards in Dallas. And somebody there said, oh, Alan should have done radio. And my client looked at me, a radio client, and he said, yeah, maybe you should have done. And the agent was there. That's a good friend of mine. And when I came back to LA, he said, I think they're right. Let's get you in a studio and maybe we should do a podcast. And I fought it. I said, no, why would I do a podcast? I don't want to do a podcast.
Yeah, you're kind of snobby like that.
Kind of.
Well, I just was like, why would I do a podcast? Who would listen? But he said, no, I want you to go in. And I asked Joey if he would do it with me because we know each other so well. And actually, when we get together, we can be very
fun.
And funny when we're together. And we went in and we did it. And I sent it in to the agent. And Joey was telling all his friends, we're doing a podcast. And I kept saying, stop telling people that we're not doing a podcast. Nobody's going to want this podcast.
People are tuning into their podcasts.
Well, we signed one of the biggest deals with Dan Patrick, and which is very, very ironic because he's a big sports guy. So we signed with his network, the Dan Patrick Network, and iHeartRadio signed us.
Fantastic.
Because his deal is with iHeart. So it was, you know, he called and said, Dan Patrick loved The Real, and let's go. And so here we are.
Here we are.
And they really are two guys from Hollywood and the world.
Well, my father's done 130 films.
Wow.
And my grandfather was the biggest star of all of Latin America, like Frank Sinatra to them.
And Joey can sing.
No, to us, it's like they're Frank Sinatra. And so Alan is one of the biggest agents in town. So it was just natural, our fit and how we grew up and are the friends we have and the stories we have and how we've lived and where we've lived. And so it was just a lot of things that were interesting. They felt interesting to talk about, plus our relationship and the silliness that we have between us. And it just all came together.
Let's keep it real. Not one of the biggest Asians, but a known Asian.
She's very modest. I mean, he's very modest.
Stop it. He's a he.
I said he. I slipped.
It's okay. I don't mind when people call me she.
I do.
You do?
Man's I absolutely
man.
Do
no,
not
No, he's
like
a
it.
Man's man. You don't call her a she.
It was a slip. I have a lish.
No, really. The only person I call a she is myself, usually. I refer to myself as a nice Jewish girl from New York.
I love nice Jewish boys.
Right? And most of us are from New York.
It used to be an
did
old
you
thing.
Have a bar mitzvah?
I did, but I am...
Not like.
Well, I was a good, you know, I mean, I wasn't really religious, but I was more knowledgeable about the Jewish world then at 13 than I am now. Now I'm like a cultural Jew.
Did you speak it? Hebrew?
Yiddish.
No, but I learned it for my bar mitzvah and like I wasn't one of those good students. Like I probably made like
a hard?
It's really hard.
I would imagine.
And just... I mean, I didn't really care to learn it. I'm like, just let me get up and do this and then get my
people
money.
Just want past it.
Some people were into it. I'm like, I just want my gifts and I want the party at night.
I want the envelope full of cash.
And I'm never going to speak Hebrew in the real world. So why?
How much money did you make from your bar mitzvah?
I don't remember, but it wasn't so much. Let me tell you. I mean, it was a
retirement fund.
Yeah, it wasn't like, you know, it was, and it also was a different, I mean, I literally don't know. So it must not have been a lot of money if I can't even remember.
I mean, I've had clients that have, and I've done the clients, kids bar mitzvahs and stuff, and they've spent upwards of $100,000. I mean, it's crazy.
Joey
That's
had
a
Spanish bar
deal.
Mitzvah, which he still Italian. Is buying brand new cars. He just got a new Maserati. It's amazing.
He did.
Do you guys all live near each other?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alan and I live 5 minutes away. He's up in the canyon and I'm just
don't mention
a couple where blocks away.
I
well,
don't
you're
want
just
my...
on the, right on the other side
She's
of the
on
canyon.
The other side of Bel Air.
You don't want the pop. You don't want the people showing up at your house, Janice.
I used to live on Benedict Canyon, which is a pretty well-driven street here in Hollywood, in Beverly Hills. And I used to get these tour buses that used to catch me smoking a cigarette with curlers, looking like Lucy with my lipstick put on my cheek.
On your teeth.
On my teeth, and I'd be smoking out there, and then some loudspeaker would pull up in front of my house and go, and this house belongs to, this estate belongs to Janice Dickinson, and I'd be like, post-traumatic stress disorder. I'd get the hose off, you know.
You're like, get me out of here. Do you...
I was nice to them.
Do you find, like, as far as, like, that and, like, fans and people, like, fangirling over you, is it mostly now because of this whole generation of America's Next Top Model?
No, it's always been like that. I was always in front of the camera, so I had sycophants when I was modeling in the modeling industry, and then when I
the Janice Dickinson Modeling Agency, that was...
Celebrity photographer. I've written three books, literary books. And,
yeah.
And then I went on to do television. Now television really picks up the stalkers. When you have a television audience and it's you know it's hundreds of thousands of people in every country because it was syndicated all over the world. It becomes like ask Joey over in Great Britain, I'm a rock star. I walk down the street in Ireland, it's Janice, you know, it's like people know me by my name. It's crazy.
What was the phrase we coined or you coined when we were in Australia and they started?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man. You even had your license plate on the Range
Rover. Oh, man.
With that. Oh, man. Yeah.
Right. The fans will just come right up to you, right?
But, you know, I got to say something about Janice. So through all the years and everything, she's always been, and I've known so many celebrities and have a lot of celebrity friends and,
well, he does.
And grew up that way, you know. But she's always been approachable and has always been generous and kind to everybody, no matter who they are, to come up to her and whatever they have to say. If they're an asshole, then she goes right back
but
at
you know,
it. Or I do.
When I'm sitting on the John in a ladies' room and this woman's got the camera over the thing going, do you mind if I take a picture? And I'm like, can we not do this while I'm taking a crap, please? This is wrong.
That really happened?
Yeah. People get weird.
Well, that one time you had to, you remember, can I borrow some toilet paper first?
Sometimes, you know, people stand over their stalls and then look in at me and I'm like, I don't like fame. Fame can kill. Fame is dark. Fame can help. Fame, you know, I've taken my fame in stride, but, you know, sometimes it was very invasive for my children. Fame can kill. Look at Brittany Murphy. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you love the positive aspects of fame, though? Like the...
What, you mean the people that are in tour buses that stop in Greyhound buses in front of my house and all want to get out from, like, they're from Korea and they all want pictures?
The small parks, like, you know.
No, you know what? It's either that or fuck you, Janice. I hate you. I never get that. I get, you know, you keep rocking, Janice. Yeah. I will at an old age, you know, but, you know, I get really a lot of nice people too. Who the worst is when I've worked with someone and they come up to me and say, do you remember when we did the shoot? What's my name?
Oh, good luck.
And I'm like, I don't remember your name. I'm sorry.
I don't blame. I mean, who remembers everyone's name? That's hard. Right.
I remember my mother's name. Thank God she's called Mom.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, do you guys remember? I mean, the older I get, I mean, I remember if I interview people like this and I'm focused, I remember everything you said. But in general, like, I don't remember every experience I've had. I think just, like, the more you do in the world, if you live a fast-paced life, you can't remember every experience. Can you?
Yeah. For me, it's the out of sight, out of mind that I get in trouble with. I mean, I'm pretty good when I meet you and I'll remember that. And, you know, as long as I keep seeing you, then I remember... But then if all of a sudden I don't see you for a long time or for a while, and then all of a sudden.
No, you're really good with people.
I am, but I don't remember the name later.
That's what I mean. Because you work, he's now doing a Brad Pitt film, I can say that. And you know, I can't even get gossip out of Joey from anything about Brad Pitt. He won't tell me about, do I have a shot with him, even though I'm married. You know, he won't tell me who he's dating. He won't tell me anything about the children or Angelina Jolie. I love the Brangelina. I love it, and I can't get.
There's
anything.
Something I always say.
But that's what we both
do. Sign an NDA, and I don't want it to become a DNR. Do not resuscitate, because I do not talk. I've never been a gossiper anyway.
Bullshit.
No, I'm not a gossiper.
You?
No. Well, we gossip about little stupid things like cute guys and things like that.
Yeah.
But I don't talk. I don't give information. Yeah, we kibitz. But not, I never, clients and people like that, never, ever.
You won't give Janice some gossip on Brad Pitt?
Nope.
He won't. Brad, if you're out there, you call me, please. I've got tons of things to ask you.
Nope.
Brad Pitt's
a none of us do that. I don't talk about any of my clients.
Think of the children we made, although I have rotten eggs. We could have someone else carry the baby.
Brad's a good one to have.
Yeah, perfectly age suitable.
Do you watch reality TV? This question could be for any of you.
Oh, like I do. I watch the worst ones.
Like the Housewives, you mentioned Lisa Rinna, yep. Janice.
Yeah, I like
that. He's good friends with Lisa Vanderpump. I don't watch any of it. I used to.
And Dolores Catania is one of my closest friends. She was at my wedding. You met her at the wedding. You were at
Too, yeah. He had a beautiful wedding.
That I know because she comments and loves all your stuff.
Good friend of ours. She did our show. They both did our premiere show.
Who do you guys have coming up on your podcast? Is Janice on your podcast?
Yeah,
she is.
You were first.
She is. We gave it to you first, and now we keep it for us.
I mean, I imagine with knowing everyone, you have a roster coming up. I mean, you've had some great guests so far.
Yeah,
we have a long list of people.
Yeah,
everybody's dying to do this show.
And we've got some real big Hollywood stars from some of the great eras too. I'm not talking about that.
Stay tuned.
We have a lot of.
I would be all over that.
Who? Brad. Yeah, why don't you get Brad Pitt?
Just take this mic to work and just skate, Brad.
It's not who I,
because we don't hit our clients that way.
Oh,
no.
God, you guys are
cheating. We don't need to. We've got some really good people coming on, and it's a very diverse group of people. They do all sorts of things. It's just not Hollywood people. It's interesting people who have excelled in what they've chosen to do.
Oh, but it's interesting. It's really interesting.
And we have a lot of literary world, and we have... Yeah, and we're also going to do behind the scenes people, you know.
You got to do pop culture.
No,
we are doing pop culture.
We have some really fun stuff coming up too.
Behind the scenes. So mine's mostly pop culture 5 days a week. I mean, I'm hot on I want nail girls. I want chauffeurs. I want ex assistants. That's what I want. I had Sonia Morgan, right? Those are the ones that talk.
Yes. Hey, how many viewerships do you have? What's your ratings?
We're like in the top usually 50, but lately top 25, 30. Like this show's kind of, we've had a moment.
Yeah, no, congrats. It's really good.
I have worked, I mean, it's me. Like I'm giving credit to myself. I mean, I have a team and blah, 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 but really I give credit to myself. I went from two days.
It's been the most interesting hour and 2 hours or however long it's been with you, week. It's been fun sitting here being on your show.
I need a drink. Let me tell you, talking about, Janice mentioned sober and rehab. This quarantine has proven to me that I am not an alcoholic. I am not kidding you. I used to be out 7 nights a week. I enjoy two sometimes.
At a celebration. I never have a drink just for no reason or just go.
And he was never a sloppy drunk.
Ever.
Me either. Never. Like, you can't really tell. But I have had maybe five drinks through this whole thing. I'm not one. No offense to anyone that drinks at home. Go enjoy it. It's not for me.
My husband.
We do a cocktail for every show.
Yeah. So.
Are you a mixologist?
No. Let me tell you something. I drink straight vodka, shaken, chilled in a martini glass with when I was on your show, and I prefer Grey Goose, pear, whatever, but I'm not that picky. I just want the vodka in a martini glass. I like a traditional martini glass. I don't like that round French martini glass.
Have you been to Russia?
Yes.
Have you had vodka there?
Yes.
Was it wonderful?
Yes. And the caviar. Before this, I've been to 55 countries. I've been to all 7 continents. I've been to Antarctica. I had a life. I don't necessarily have a life. I am one of those people. I'm a closet smart person. I went to law school. I graduated. I practiced corporate tax law. No. Listen, when you're a nice Jewish girl from Connecticut / New York City, my parents were listen, my parents are divorced, but my father, who was paying for all of this, was you can do A or B. You can, or C. You can go to law school. That's A. B, you can go to med school. Or C, you can... go to college somewhere and pay for it. So I was like, C is not the option for me. I'm going to choose A or B. And then I try to dissect a frog in biology in high school. And I'm like, I can't do that. Right. And I wasn't even grossed out. I just physically couldn't do it. I was like, I don't know how to do this. And I'm like, I guess I have to go to law school. So I practiced corporate law. And like, I had a career. And then eventually I just found this as my calling. So I have like a corporate life. But now I don't want to, like, so I'm like a closet smart person. I don't want to talk about anything smart. I want to talk about pop culture and the Janice Dickinson modeling state. Not that that's not smart. I just want to talk about reality TV and drinks and fun stuff. Britney Spears ass. It's
a show that you have, and we're very honored to be on it.
I appreciate it. You two are, I am speechless. I'm not kidding you. I've had so many guests on here that name drop who they're going to get me, and I didn't ask for it, but Janice, seriously, I love you dearly. When I come to LA, we'll hang.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, we have to.
Well, Joey, when you come to New York, we're going to hang.
I'll see you in a couple months. And listen, give my love to Kim D, please. And
that's my friend.
We're going to get her on the show, too. And I love Kim.
So. She'll come on. If she can't, you tell me, because I'll whip her into shape.
I spoke to her already.
She's cool. Good. Where can everyone find you guys? Where can they find the podcast? Tell us everything, and then I'll let you go.
We are twoguysfromhollywood.com is the website.
From Hollywood.
Two Guys from Hollywood. From Hollywood. This podcast, you can find it on Twitter. You can find it anywhere you listen to your podcasts.
It's a great podcast. Janice, where can everyone find you online? On Instagram. You're...
No, I don't subscribe to social media. I have an Instagram, hashtag Janice Dickinson. That's about it.
Good for you. I mean, I've seen some of your posts. It's like you post your kids and you post what's going on in their life. And much luck to them. A movie part, reality show.
Thank you, David. Everybody Thanks, out David. There, try to stay wonderful during COVID and remember to exercise. Or try to anyway, get off the couch.
Love you all. Guys, everyone listen to your podcast. Thank you so much.
All the best.
Bye.
Thanks again. Thanks again.
I love you all. Bye.
See you then.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.